So there you have it, 100.3 Sound FM, CKMS, Radio Waterloo. You can find this on Facebook. It is called, just type in Pick a Smile, and you'll be able to look at that, actually. It's amazing. It's very amazing, actually, and I will be honest with you. So just make sure to get out and pick a smile. And I'm just going to go and like this group. And it's a great group, and get out there and look at that here. It's called Pick a Smile, and that's where I found it from. Now, I will say, though, that when it comes to the when it comes to the aspect of this, I do apologize that I am a little bit disorganized today. I do apologize about that. I will say that is absolutely amazing to have someone come in and let us know how much they appreciate Sound FM. So thank you, Alana, for coming in. I really appreciate that. That was amazing. Now I am going to go ahead, and I just want to talk about one thing as well. Things that money can't buy. And this is off of the Masia's boss photo on Facebook. Manners, morals, respect, character, common sense, trust, patience, integrity, patience, class, integrity, love. Those are the 10 things that money cannot buy. And I also just want to say here that I'm just pulling up some other things here. Okay. So I'm going to be playing a show, a thing on racism is destroyed in 1 minute. This is by the Occupy Democrats. So there's 100.3 Sound FM, CKMS, Radio Waterloo.
Hey, how are you doing there?
Why do we hate? We hate because we're taught to hate. We hate because we're ignorant. We're the product of ignorant people who have been taught an ignorant thing, which is that there are 4 or 5 different races. There are not 4 or 5 different races. There's only one race on the face of the earth, and we're all members of that race, the human race. But we have separated people into races so that some of us can see ourselves as superior to the others. We thought it would work, I guess. It hasn't worked. It has been bad for everyone. But it's time to get over this business. There is no gene for racism. There's no gene for bigotry. You're not born a bigot. You have to learn to be a bigot. Anything you learn, you can unlearn. It's time to unlearn our bigotry. It's time to get over this thing, and we best get over it pretty soon. I'm an educator, and it's my business as an educator to lead people out of ignorance. The ignorance of thinking that you're better or worse than someone else because of the amount of a pigment in your skin. Pigmentation in your skin has nothing to do with intelligence or with your worth as a human being. It's time to get over.
There you have it. This was said by a lady by the Occupied and the anti-racism educator is Jane Elliott. And she has a very powerful message to say on that as well. So it's very, very powerful. And I just wanted to share that out with the public as well. And I hope that we can make some changes as we go. Now, I can also say that when it comes to these particular aspects of our lives, we need to be more considerate and kind to one another. Now, I will also say here that I'm going to read some good news stories out here. In just one moment, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play a song. And the song I'm going to play is I Want You by Savage Garden. 100.3 Sound FM, CKMS, Radio Waterloo. 100.3 Sound FM, CKMS, Radio Waterloo. This is the Aleem Show. We're talking of Aleem here. I just wanted to say here that that was Savage Garden. I want you. And I also just wanted to also go ahead and share some good news stories. So from the Good News Network, I wanted to also talk about this as well. It's called the Good News Network here. And what I can say here is as follows. So on the Good News Network, there's a lot of good news here. Here. So at this summer camp, kids and cops build bonds for better communities. July 18, 2016. And the arts and craft program at this California summer camp features the art of building relationships between cops and communities and crafting a brighter future for at-risk kids. 65 kids ages 11 to 13 attended this year's Camp Chance, a free five-day summer camp designed to build bridges between cops and the most at-risk kids in their districts. There's the usual activities like swimming and sports, but the kids also get to hang out with police officers and to get to know them better. Campers got to meet canine officers and their dogs, watch a police helicopter touch down in the camp, hang out with firefighters who visited in their trucks, and then see a search and rescue demonstration up close. Camp Chance was created by San Rafael Police Department with the Martin County Sheriff's Office and the Marin County Office of Education. Rebecca Kuga, the San Rafael PD Youth Services Supervisor, runs Camp Chance. She says when kids are connected with their communities and build relationships with police officers, they're less likely to be destructive as teens. Past campers are living proof of this idea. 16-year-old David Bouchard attended the camp when he was younger and was back this year as a counselor. His father has been in and out of jail through David's life, and he credits the camp for giving him a focus on the future, for his future. The program changed my life, David told the Martin Independent Journal. I have no plans as to what my future will be. After my first time at Camp Chance, I knew I wanted to be involved in law enforcement. Very great story there. Now I'll go ahead and I will back up here and we'll talk a little bit more. So Children's Hospital uses Pokemon Go to get patients excited and out of bed. So you gotta watch this. So here it is. So Pokemon Go at C.S. Mott Children's Hospital. 100.3 Sound FM, CKMS, Radio Waterloo. It's 100.3 Sound FM, CKMS, Radio Waterloo. And this is the Children's Hospital uses Pokemon Go to get patients excited and out of bed. You can find all sorts of good news stories on www.goodnewsnetwork.org. That is a great website to go and find out about great news and stories that are within your community and your area as well. And I will say that, here's another one. Horse Whisperer software gives animals a voice. I'm going to go ahead and play this one as well. And I'll also share this with DJ Jenny as well. And because she will absolutely like this.
Is automated behavior identification tool, and it's going to be a piece of software or a range of software tools or libraries that will actually identify horse behaviors automatically from watching video, ideally unconstrained video. That's video that's actually being shot by the average user on their phone, so it might be Instagram, it's on YouTube. So rather than the kind of video that would have to be recorded in particular circumstances in the laboratory, or animals in a stable, we want to be able to do with any video. So we want to be able to look at a group of horses, or an individual horse, or a pair of horses, and say, what are the behaviours that these horses are actually exhibiting? And very particularly, are these natural behaviours? Because being able to tell whether a behaviour is natural or not tells us things like, is the horse relaxed, is it stressed, and things like that. Part of this project has been about bringing together an interdisciplinary team, because I'm coming from the computer science side, but I also have a horsemanship background as well, so I understood about horse behaviour, so I had an interest in it. And I've been able to rope in other academics from equitation science and biomechanics and other areas, particularly animal-computer interaction, which is a spin-off from my own human-computer interaction area.
I'm Clara Mancini. I'm a senior lecturer in interaction design at the Open University. I also have the Open University Zambo Computer Interaction Lab. The lab was set up in 2011, and the whole research field is indeed still emerging. We're coming to a point where technology is so spread in society that animals are getting exposed to it, or they have to interact with it. And we don't yet have technology which is properly user-centered, as we have a lot of units.
I am Dr. Carol Paul. I work at the School of Animal Rural and Environmental Sciences here at Nottingham Trent University's Brockenhurst campus, and I'm a reader in equitation science. I got involved with the Habit Project because of my experience in studying horse behaviour and welfare, in particular the welfare and behaviour of ridden horses. This project has potential to reduce the time and increase the objectivity of scoring behaviour. Currently, if you want to actually record horse behaviour, either in a research setting or in a performance analysis setting, it's all based on human judgment. Even the software tools that are actually currently available rely on a human watching video clips and recording the behaviour that they observe. There are problems then with consistency and experimental bias and all sorts of things, but the main problem is the time that it takes. So for an hour of video footage, you could be spending several weeks analysing the behaviour that you see. There's also, in the ridden horse world particularly, judging ridden horse behaviour is the basis of dressage performance judging, for example, and that again can be very subjective, and the way it's done at the moment, not all the more subtle signs of performance, welfare, effective state, all these things that we should be actually judging in dressage can be seen by the judge very clearly.
I'm Andy Rosier, I'm an assistant professor at Nottingham Vet School, and here I teach mainly anatomy and animal behaviour. And my reason for becoming involved in the Habit Project it was to bring the relevance of this discipline to the team, so the anatomical knowledge, the understanding of behaviour, and really looking at how the anatomy contributes to things that the behaviour tool will measure. From my perspective, I spend a lot of time talking to the students about animal interactions, And it's really important that you're able to sort of look at an animal and try and work out what maybe its body language means, try and interpret its emotional state. And using equipment that helps us measure and understand behaviour helps give us insights, and so hopefully we can try and understand communication a little bit more. So this tool will help with that element, so that measuring of behaviour.
What computers can do, can they do better than us, at least so far?
Then good, how are you?
They have enormous amounts of data, and they can see the process very quickly.
I'm
just doing my show right now, and I'm trying to the horse automated behavior identification tool project.
Yeah.
I'm gonna see if DJ, I'm sure DJ Jenny will love this.
She probably would be interested.
A lot of data and do some processing of that data to aid its interpretation.
I wanted to be very careful if we brought down the science computer from the beginning and said what would be really helpful here. We were funded for an initial phase on this, and that was partly about and starting to investigate things. What we really need is a thorough technology focus to investigate the best outcome.
100.3 Sound FM, CKMS Radio Waterloo. This is the Aleem Show. We're talking to Aleem here. So that's the Habit. It's the Horse Automated Behavior Identification Tool Project. Analyzes the behaviors horses exhibit in order to automatically identify whether the animal is stressed, sick, or suffering. So this was done by researchers at the University of Nottingham in the UK. Now, I'll go ahead and I will... I'm just going to share that with DJ Jenny, because she does her Blue Sky Horse radio show, so I've shared that link to her. Now, you can always check out stories on the www.goodnewsnetwork.org. That is a great website for people to share news in regards to that. Now, what I will do here is I will go ahead and I will continue to find good news stories as well. I'm just trying to find all this stuff here. Give me one moment. And there's another good news story that I wanted to share as well. Local woman starts her own agency to help those with autism. This was in the Windsor Star. This is a City of Windsor individual. Her name is Mary Beth Rolancho. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play this as well. 100.3 Sound FM, CKMS, Radio Waterloo. And we'll go from there. This is in the article, Local Woman Starts Own Agency to Help Those with Autism.
And she specializes in working with special needs. So she has a way to motivate the kids and uses songs that they like. And she just has a special way with these kids. So it's all about like socialization, movement, music, musicality. Getting the kids up once a week and getting them engaged in something. And it's also good to be able to follow directions as well. So just to copy Kelly and what she's doing and to partner up with other kids as well. So there is a socialization component to that. Always positive feedback. Kelly's awesome. We love her, and all the kids love her, and they look forward to seeing her once a week. So it's a good relationship that we have going with her and her business.
Sound FM, CKMS Radio Waterloo. This is here's the story here. So here it is. So Mary Beth Rolancho knows all about good and the bad of available programming and services for autistic children. Her 15-year-old son, Greg, is on the severe end of the spectrum. This is courtesy of the Windsor Star. She has seen day camp counselors more interested in their cell phones than their youngsters in front of them. She has fought to retain government funding for his therapy, which has been cut off twice. And she advocates for all as one of the... of the original members of the Ontario Autism Coalition. Nobody knows how to work with them, Rolancho said. So I'm very picky about programming. For the past few years, Greg has spent PA days and summer break at Roots 2 Wings, an agency that offers programming for youth and young adults with a disability. When I go to work, I have a peace of mind, Rolancho said. He likes it and he wants to go. Jody has probably got one of the best programs in southwestern Ontario. They They treat these kids with respect and dignity. 3 years ago, Jody Lowry left her job as an early childhood vision consultant with a local branch of the Canadian National Institute for the Blind. Frustrated by her own experiences seeking support for her autistic son, Gabe, Lowry renovated her garage and offered programming for 3 clients initially. Demand soon forced her to find a larger space, and just last month, she opened up a second location on Jefferson Avenue. This woman is a saint, Roland Chu said. She's the closest thing to a saint I'll ever meet in my life. Lowry now has 50 clients, many of them youngsters with autism, who lost much of their government funding when they turned 18. Finishing high school shouldn't be a sad time, Lowry said. They lose their pediatrician and all their social network. It should be a time to celebrate their lives. They can still contribute to society. Lowry's clients volunteer to clean books at the Tecumseh Library. They also volunteer at the Unemployed Help Center and Rose City Florist. At either Jefferson Avenue location, they try yoga, dance, and cooking. There's music therapy, pet therapy, and outings to the movies. I like coming here, 24-year-old Stephanie Bastin said. Or Bastin, B-A-S-D-E-N. I'm learning to help out more. Bastin, who had a learning disability, gets a kick out of the fact that she can often entice some of the others into an activity. They listen to me, not Ashley or Jody, Bastin said of Lowry and Ashley D. Wolfs, the agent's director of programming. D. Wolfs has a master's degree in autism and special education. The center offers a 3-to-1 ratio of client to staff with the help of co-op students in related programs from St. Clair College, the University of Windsor, Tri-Est College, and the French School Board. Lowry believes in sitting down with family to formalize a plan that meets the needs of the individual client. It's not a cookie-cutter thing, she said. We put individuals' goals in place. Sometimes that means daily programming, and sometimes it's once-a-week care. Lowry is willing to tailor it accordingly, and she'll also work with families who have lost government funding and struggles with the financial demands associated with care. Many, many families struggle with what happens to a child when they finish high school, says Liz Pengergast, the Executive Director of Community Services Coordination Network out of London. Many families are looking for productive, constructive skills-based programs like these. The provincial government is looking to shorten the wait list for service funding for young autistic adults through its Passport program. We remain on target to eliminate the 2014 service registry for Passport by 2017 to 2018, said Josh Henry, media coordination of the Ministry of Community and Social Services. By the end of 2015/2016, we have provided new Passport funding to over 7,200 people, more than halfway to our target of 13,000. MPP Lisa Gretzky, NDP Windsor West, and Minister Helena Jasek is not moving quickly enough. Gretzky sent an open letter to Jasek back in January asking her to eliminate the waitlist. Funding has not been made available and the waitlists remain unacceptably long, Gretzky said this week. I'm hearing from constituents who are becoming increasingly frustrated with the lack of urgency Minister Jasek is showing with the issue. The minister needs to act and needs to act now. Whatever the pace of provincial reform, Lowry knows demand for her service continues to increase. She has families driving from Leamington and Kingsville, prompting her to consider adding a central county location in the future. I have to say that the city of Windsor has got a lot of talent, and I have to say that city of Windsor and the city of Guelph is one of the two best cities when it comes to helping people with disabilities. So I want to say congratulations to these people and for stepping up to the plate in assisting people with autism. Great job. Great, great job. And I cannot say that better myself. And I've even written a letter to the editor saying that these women need to be appreciated, but also as well that the government should have not gone to court and fought a ruling that a judge or justice of the peace made, saying that that what they have done, the government, is discriminatory and these people deserve to have funding. Now, the issue is that they appealed the decision and the higher court judge ruled in the government's favor. That is wrong, that is unethical, and it is great to see that members of the community don't wait on the government to solve all of its problems, and they work and they work to help one another. This has to continue. This legacy has to continue as well. Now what I will do here is I'll play another song. The other song that I'm going to play here at this root in time, I'm going to play a song called Savage Garden, Crash and Burn.
Well, how's the world treating you?
Pretty good. The world is always great. And that's and that's how I like to keep it. And even though if the world does get cruel,
yeah,
it's still great. Sound FM, CKMS Radio Waterloo. This is the Aleem Show with Talkative Aleem here. I just wanted to say here that today I'm going to wrap up early today. It was great having Alana in studio today. I want to thank her for coming in and for giving us our kind compliments of Sound FM. We really appreciate that. Thank you for coming into studio today on that. And I also just wanted to say here that that everybody rocks. Thank you so much to all of my fans and everything for listening to Sound FM today. I just want to say peace out to everybody. Have yourselves a great week. And tune in next Tuesday from 12 to 2. I don't have a topic as to what we will talk about next week. However, I will say that it is amazing that with community radio, there's a lot that people can do. In fact, the thing is that I'm going to go further in terms of this book, how they're saying losing our voice. And I think a lot of radio stations are being replaced by satellite radio. They're being replaced with podcasts and, you know, Apple TV and Amazon Prime and all those other aspects, Netflix. And I think the thing is that, you know, it's great to, I mean, it's unfortunate that, you know, people are demanding more access. But at the same time, to the technology, and in the technology industry that's grown so much. But the only thing is that what about the community spirit and about community radio? And I think community radio is essential to informing people about community events and community stuff as well. Like, it is imperative to talk a little bit about that as well. Now, I'm going to see if I can find some community activities that I wanted to share as well. So some of the community activities that I wanted to talk about as well, because I completely forgot about doing that. The attractions and festivals in the Waterloo region that will be happening this particular week will be the Rock and Rumble. Rock and Rumble will take place. It will be an epic bike rally in downtown Kitchener. You can go to kitchenerevents.ca for more information. July 22nd, there's going to be the Kitchener Twilight Grand Prix. It will be at various locations. Go to cyclewaterloo.com. And July 29th to July 31st, there will be the Mill Race Festival of Traditional Folk Music in downtown Galt. Please go to millracefolksociety.com. Now, also, I also just wanted to mention some of the other events that the Kitchener Public Library will be having today or going on this week. So, before we wrap this up here, because I know Jeff will have to do his show right at 2 o'clock, and he has a special guest today here, and they'll be talking about farming like they always do. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and I'm just going to read some of the events that are happening within your local library this week, within the city of Kitchener. And Knit and Lit is happening from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., and that will be at the Central Library Lounge. And Pioneer Park Community Library is going to be having a drop-in event from 6:30 to 7:15 p.m. And that is for the Mini Olympics. And it will be at the Art Maker station there. And the Knit and Lit will be from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. You'll have to bring in your own materials, and the experts will be teaching you on how to knit. Now, Euchre and Scrabble will be from 7:15 p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. at the Pioneer Park Community Library. And Scrabble will also be from 7 to 8:30 p.m. And that will be at the Forest Heights Community Library. Now, I made a mistake about the Euchre and Scrabble. It's from 7:15 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. because it is summer hours at this time at the library. Now, on Friday, there's going to be Norm of the North. That will be played from 2:30 to 5 p.m. And that will be at the Central Library Theater. There will be a video game club for teenagers from 2:30 to 4 p.m. at the Central Library. Learn to Code. It will be for people from grade 3 to 6, from 2:30 to 3:30 at Pioneer Park Community Library. And also as well, on Saturday, this upcoming Saturday, a parental guidance movie will be played. It will be called Race. That will be from 2 to 4 p.m. And also as well, continuing on next week, there will be the... There are also more events that you can check out at kpl.org. Now, for Waterloo Public Library, let me just see what events they have this week. And I'm just going to pull this up. So this week at the Waterloo Public Library today, new fun with all technology will be at 6:30 p.m. And that will be at the James J. Brown Auditorium at the main library. And at 2:30 p.m., it's the Open Family Makerspace. And that will be at the Harper Branch from 2:30 to 3:30. And Everlasting Sandcastles from 6:30 to 7:30 at the Harper Branch in the community room. Now also Nerd Nights will happen from 6:30 to 7:30 tomorrow at the main library. And Robotech will happen from 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. at the main library. Now, a lot is going on here. Now, the only thing is that when it comes to this stuff here, they got lots of programs happening in your community. I just wanted to say here that new fun with old technology will also happen as well. From 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. as well, and that will be at the main library as well. So I'm gonna go ahead and close this down now. We're gonna have Jeff go ahead and go with the show. It's 100.3 Sound FM, CKMS Radio Waterloo, and he'll be able to set up here now. So Jeff, do you have your songs ready, playlist and everything?
Somewhat, but I need to hook in.
We need to hook in. All right, so we'll take these out. You can go ahead and hook in. And I also just wanted to say here that I'll just go ahead and play a song up here. And the song I'm going to play is the Spice Girls' Say You'll Be There. 100.3 Sound FM, CKMS, Radio Waterloo.